You are listening to Resonance 104.4 FM. My name is Johnny Trunk. This is OSD. If you've not listened before, we're half an hour late, as we will be for the next few weeks while Resonance FM plays its part in a fabulous art show there at Raven Row Galleries in Raven Row, near Liverpool Street. Anyway, if you've not listened before, this is the OST show. We play film music, television music, library music, but today it's just film music and a bit of TV music because we're doing crime jazz. It's a huge musical genre, all on its own, all from about 1953 onwards. I could do it chronologically, but I'm not going to. I rarely do, actually. I find it a bit restrictive. But what we're going to do instead is, you know, dip our big musical toe into this wild and pretty cool genre of sound. We'll be listening to people like Elwood Bernstein, possibly a bit of Duke Ellington, a bit of... probably a bit more of Elmer Bernstein, actually, thinking about it. Leith Stevens, of course, one of the great crime jazzers. And, of course, Franz Waxman, who was actually a very interesting composer, grew up sort of in Germany in the jazz clubs, wrote a lot of jazz, and then started educating people like Bernstein, Elmer Bernstein, and Leith Stevens in the ways of arrangements, I think, and ways of putting jazz into film music, which I think is fascinating, actually. So we'll probably begin with a bit of Franz Waxman. It's not chronological, but we're going to begin with Franz Waxman. It's still quite an early recording, Crime in the Streets. And this is from 1956. I think Crime in the Streets might actually be a... I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to look it up first. I think it might be Don Siegel. I'm going to just double check. It might be Don Siegel, Crime in the Streets, which would be very interesting because then you have crime jazz. And then it sort of all links up with Maverick Policeman and Dirty Harry and things like that. And before I sort of lose myself in thinking I'm terribly clever with film facts and get it all wrong, I'm going to play the Crime in the Streets. It's an unusual record. Los Angeles Music Festival Jazz Orchestra conducted by the composer, Franz Waxman. And we're going to hear the plot and the crime, which is a suite from Crime in the Streets, which I don't think it was actually... it might have been issued as a 10-inch in America, but I'm not sure. I've not seen one. Maybe someone knows more than I do about this. I don't know. I just really like this recording. This was issued in the 80s by Entract, which is a good little label, actually. Put out some interesting things, especially Franz Waxman material. Anyway, here we go. Crime in the Streets. This is Franz Waxman. Two cues from the fabulous and possibly sort of groundbreaking recording. Thank you.
Thank you.
Resonance 104.4 FM, OST show, with me, Johnny Trunk, and today, it's crime jazz. That's right, crime and jazz together. Criminal jazz, a genre from really the mid-50s to the early 60s, and still has very much an influence on music of today. I think if you listen hard enough to some things, not everything, but some things. Anyway, just listen to Franz Waxman and his music from Crime in the Streets, 1956. And we're going to go to 1959 now. And Elmer Bernstein, who was educated a little bit musically by Franz Waxman in the sort of jazz and filmic ways, I suppose. I wasn't there, so I don't really know. But anyway, this is Staccato, one of his later recordings in the crime jazz canon. One of my favourites, actually. So this is John Cassavetes' TV show. He played Johnny Staccato. I don't know where. Probably New York, I imagine. Looks like New York from the pictures on the back. And NBC TV network from 1959 to 1960. 27 episodes in all. Let's hear what Mr. Bernstein decided to musically do. Thank you. So we've just had Staccato, and interestingly, Johnny Staccato, John Cassavetes, was a private eye and also a jazz player, so a lot of the action centred around a jazz club, hence piano every now and again on that one, which is quite unusual within this idiom, I think. Next up, something a little earlier, 1956, Private Hell 36, directed by Don Siegel. Of course, the man who eventually brought us Dirty Harry, another maverick cop such as Coogan, as in Coogan's Bluff. This is 1956, though, and music by Lee Stevens, who'd sort of shot to fame having scored The Wild One a few years earlier. And I like this. This is West Coast. We have Shorty Rogers, Bud Shank, Shelly Mann, Lenny Niehaus, all the big boys, all the West Coast big boys, making jazz for Private Hell. So let's have a go with this one. This is actually came out in the UK, this, believe it or not, on a Coral 10-inch, which I think's quite fabulous, which is not that easy to find. One actually sold on eBay the other day for £13, which I thought was a rather small amount for such an important and interesting 50s crime jazz recording, especially one from England. Gosh!
Thank you. Thank you.
Private Hell, that was. Leith Stevens, issued in about 1956, I think, but actually recorded in 1954, according to the sleeve notes, which are reasonably interesting. And a bunch of West Coast jazzers hanging out, looking cool, wearing shades, more than likely, and playing great jazz in that filmic, sort of heavy way. It is quite heavy, isn't it? Which is why I quite like it, actually. And then it has all of a sudden these sort of like rolls and sort of action sequences or sort of dark, brooding, noirish, heavy moments, which I quite like it. I think this is why I'm reasonably into it. Remember, obviously, I'm going through a dark period or something. We shall carry on with the same musicians, but 6 years later, doing cover versions of recordings they were involved with in the first place. So they enjoyed it so much, working with Johnny Williams and his crime jazz recording for Checkmate, which got Doug McClure in it. They decided to do a cover version album, which is one of my favourite crime jazz records of all time. It's a little bit late, 61, but it is magnificent. I'm not going to play it all because we're running out of time already, because it's only a 1.5 hour show. So let's pop this one on. Opening cue, superb. Thank you. That's my kind of crime jazz. One of my favourite records, actually. Shelly Manne and his men played Checkmate. I don't know why. Probably maybe the drums. I don't know. It's just has this sort of strange, cool vibe going. And believe it or not, that's the worst track, Checkmate. But it's the theme, so I thought I'd better play it. And it's actually also a very good record in the first place. The album Checkmate, which is... I've got some Chessmen on the front, actually, and was issued a couple of years ago, I think, by Film School Monthly, and it's actually quite a hard album to find, especially British pressings. And while we're on the subject of British pressings, which is one of my little funny things, British pressings of American jazz records I'm a big fan of, next up is Duke Ellington, music from the soundtrack of the motion picture Anatomy of Murder. It took me donkeys to find a British pressing of that. I actually had a 10-inch British pressing in my hands in Flashbacks Records, and I went, oh, look at this. I looked at it and I thought it was not in very good condition, and the bloke next to me thought, I'll have that then, and nicked it off me and then ran away, and I've never been sort of able to recover from that record store incident. Well, not that much, but I sort of made some progress when I found the 12-inch LP of said score on a British Philips pressing. It's a beautiful record. It has a Saul Bass cover artwork, of course, and fits nicely into today's show of crime jazz recordings. Thank you. fine music there. Duke Ellington, the elder statesman of jazz, composing for an Otto Preminger film known as Anatomy of a Murder, of course. The artwork probably being as iconic as anything else you'll ever see. It's been half inch just about every decade, I think, to make some other slightly less effective artwork. Anyway, we shall move along quickly because there is little time left. In fact, only over about 10 minutes. Johnny Cool. This is pretty cool, says Johnny. Johnny Cool. Billy May, obviously infamous for arranging all sorts of things for Frank Sinatra, amongst other people, and of course being, I think, probably Michael Parkinson's favourite arranger, or so he used to go on about Billy May all the time, didn't he? Anyway, probably still does. Sammy Davis Jr. in this. It's quite a late one, pretty groovy though. Let's have a listen, shall we? We should be able to cram this in, and if we're lucky, we can get some wild music in before we leave. Play that because it's slightly later than all the others, about 1963, but it just I suppose shows you in some respects where the genre ended up before it then transmuted into some other stranger mid-60s sound. Interesting record. And I played it simply because I've been looking on the Classic Space Age Pop Music Listeners Guide website, which is probably one of the earliest. It's not really a blog, it's more of someone's lists of geeky space age bachelor pad music. And it's always been there, it's always been in the background of esoteric listening, I think, since the web really began. It's a very basic site, but it's a brilliant resource of information and oddness. And he mentions this on his Cool Crimes list as one of the... What does he actually say about it, if I can find it? Hang on. Music from Johnny Cool, Billy May. Score from a movie about a gangster who finds he's a pawn of the big boys, but not before a pre-bewitched Elizabeth Montgomery falls for him. Title track is one of May's best compositions. Cool and slinking one moment, hot and screaming the next. That's what you just heard. I'd agree with all of that. So that's spaceagepop.com. It's been there for years, that site. It's brilliant. That's why I played it. I'm going to leave, I think, with where it all began. The Wild One, Leith Stevens. This came out, believe it or not, as a Japanese, an English 4-track EP with a black and white cover, which I've got somewhere, but I'm not going to find it now because I'm going to play this one, which is the classic Brando with a scarred face cover and slightly funny, scrappy writing. Jazz scenes from The Wild One, Leaf Stevens, Marlon Brando as The Wild One, 1953, brilliant music for 1953, I think, and a fantastic film, which I might go and rent this coming week, because I've not seen it in a while, and I could do with watching that sort of thing again. I don't know. If I remember, all the American youth started slashing seats, didn't they, and stuff like that, when it first hit towns. Such was the anger and madness it stirred up. I wish I could have been there. Anyway, I'll leave you with Leith Stevens, The Wild One, and we've got about 6 or 7 minutes of this, which should be quite nice. So hang out, go and get your motorbike, you know, cause havoc in your local town, that kind of thing. And do stay tuned, of course, to this wonderful radio station. Next week we have a fine composer in, which should be very interesting. Do stay tuned. More on its way. Thank you. Thank you.